98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
This show is about more than just sport, and the next story is going to prove just that. I'm very happy to welcome Brendan Dawson to the studio. Brendan, how are you?
Not bad. How are you today, Jamie?
Great stuff, Brendan. Thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you have a Shamrock Rovers phone cover, so you are a former League of Ireland player, very briefly. First of all, just give us that story to your fledgling League of Ireland career.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it League of Ireland career. I'm a massive Shamrock Rovers fan. Shamrock Rovers to me is a religion. I'm not just a supporter. I've supported the club since 5 years old. I've done everything for the club, as in season ticket holder, ball boy, half-time ticket seller, merchandise seller, part-time player, I'd say, and a member in the 400 club. So to me, it's a passion to support Shamrock Rovers and League of Ireland. I'm a massive League of Ireland fan too as well. Like, you know, with the Champions League football coming up, the Europa League, it's important that not only we support Rovers, but we get out and support our own as well too, for the goodness of the league. Like, that's what I think about.
Yeah, and you're currently playing for Airfield?
Yeah, I'm back local. I was managing for 4 or 5 years with Portmarnock, and the boys are doing a fantastic project there at Airfield. It's my local club, and a lot of the lads got together in the community. It went a bit wayward a couple of years ago. They've got back together, registered with the Leinster Senior League. They've had two promotions on the bounce, two league winning titles, and it's just a feel good fact that we're all getting, all the local lads are coming back to the local club, and we're just trying to get it back up to where it belongs, in the top flight in Leinster Senior League football.
So are you playing or coaching, a bit of both?
I'm playing at the moment. Okay. I was doing my UEFA B, and I got to the stage with my UEFA A, I was like, what do I want to do here? Do I want to go on? And at the moment, I've only just turned 31. I have another couple of years. The brothers are nagging at me all the time. Play another couple of years, do it that way, and then basically retire. Like, then go and get your badges. So I enjoyed my time. Now, I have to say, I miss being on that side of the line, because I like being fully in control of things. But there's nothing better than going out on a Sunday morning and getting into a tackle. So that's what drawed me back. And it's obviously, I'm playing with all my mates at Airfield, all my friends. And it's just good to be back on the training ground and basically getting in and playing football and not have to worry about, is he going to show up? Is, oh, something's happening off the ball with him? Is, what's happening there? I just go out, play football, and it's brilliant to be back involved with the lads, like, you know.
And the main reason, Brendan, why we're speaking is a video on the Airfield social media during the week that caught my eye. You recorded a selfie video. Explain to us what was in it and why you decided to do the video.
Yeah, basically, so I've been diagnosed with testicular cancer. Before Christmas, I went in and I had surgery to remove the cancer. I was given the all clear. The exact words I was told, you have more chance of the Euro Millions than this coming back or spreading. A month and a half ago, I went for my first checkup, and it was revealed that the cancer had spread to a lymph node, and that was at stage 2 of testicular cancer. And I had to undergo a 3-course cycle of chemotherapy, which is 9 weeks in total, and I'm currently on week 3 at the moment. So the reason for the video was basically, I was just, you know, I was in denial at the moment with the hair falling out, and I got very frustrated with myself, saying, I have an opportunity here to sort of reach out and make sure someone doesn't go through what me and my family are going through. And to be honest, I'm a bit embarrassed, because I've done a little social media post, didn't think it anything at all. The lads at Airfield shared it, and I think it's up on all social media platforms to 100,000 views and comments and stuff like that. So I didn't think it'd reach anything like that. But look, the message is getting out there. What the aim of the video, I'm not looking for any poor me, anything like this. It's to raise awareness in young men that, look, this is happening. This can happen to you. I've never been to a doctor a day in my life until I made the checkup. And obviously I'm in now, and I'm going through the treatment. So it was just a case, raise awareness. And I didn't think anything would come of it. But look, it's a good thing that basically we're raising awareness now, you know.
So bring us back to when you first thought you may have a problem. Did you wait to go to the doctor? Did you go to a doctor straight away? And just tell us about the process, because men in general, including me, put things off and go, ah, I'm grand, when sometimes you're not.
Yeah, look, to be honest, mine's a very frustrating story. I'm at the moment, 2.5 years ago, I actually went and got the check. I noticed a tiny little lump now, nothing more than a pimple, say, to the lads. And I went up to, got a check up in Beaumont Hospital. They done all the checks, all the scans, bloods, everything at all. A week later, I went to the top consultant who deals with that, and he said to me, that's just a cyst, you've nothing at all to worry about. Sent me out my way. I went out the door, big sigh of relief. Unfortunately, last year, my mother, she got breast cancer. She's currently fighting through it at the moment, and she's doing absolutely amazing. She's a real hero. She got breast cancer last year, and I actually said to my wife, I think that little cyst is a little bit bigger at the moment. I sort of panicked for a couple of weeks, if I'm being honest, because I, with my mum going through what she was going through, and in fairness to my wife, she said, look, she forced me, you're going to the doctor. I went back up to the doctor. He sent me straight up to Bone Mount straight away, where I met the professor again. The professor said to me, convinced again, he said, look, Brendan, that's a cyst. Your bloods have come back normal. Everything is okay. He says, I am going to bring you for surgery to remove the cyst. He says, you have to sign a waiver that if I see anything I don't like, we will take away a testicle or anything that we don't like. At that stage, I was like, take whatever you need. So I signed the waiver. Going into the surgery in the clinic, I done it in St. Joseph's in Raheny there. And he came out to me again. He was doing the surgery and he said to me, this will be a 15-minute operation. Won't take long. I'll see you in a few. I woke up from the surgery. I was an hour and 20 minutes down. I knew straight away something was wrong. But he was delighted. He came up to me and said, look, it's all good news. Surgery was a complete success. He said, we did find a cancer, seminoma cancer. It's non-seminoma and seminoma. It's the two types of cancers that will be found in testicular cancer. And he said, the beauty of your cancer is, he says, it was fully enclosed inside the testicle. So he said, you have a clean bill of health. You have no chance of this spreading anything at all. They sent the cancer off for a test and I met him back in a week later. So a week later I went in to get the report. You have a full bill of health, you have nothing to worry about. To which I asked the consultant, what's the chances of it coming back or spreading? He said to me, you have more chances of winning the Euro Millions. But he said, for the next couple of years, you'll get a 6-month checkup and all that. So the relief on me was, oh, thank God, might have got away with it. I went for my first 6-month checkup there around a month and a half ago, and I was getting frustrated with my wife because she was a bit itchy and like tense, and I was like, look, what are you coming for? Don't be stressing, I'm going in here, they'll just say see it again. To which I went in, done my CAT scan a week later, went back to get the results, and they found a spread. So I was then told, that was on the 16th of May, and I meant to meet the top consultant, a new consultant, then on May 29th, which was actually my 31st birthday. And they sat me down and said, look, Brendan, you've got to go through chemotherapy 3 cycles. So that's currently what we're in the middle of at the moment. We're 3 weeks in.
Well, a late happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I'm suggesting you buy a Euro Millions ticket because the consultant might be right. If your cancer has come back when he said it wouldn't and you might win the Euro Millions, you never know, you might be a very rich man.
Believe it or not, we did buy. I think that week we went out and we bought the Euro Millions. We bought the Irish Lotto. But to be honest, I'd already won the Lotto. Yeah. When he said to me that day, you have a clean bill of health. These are top consultants that I put my faith in. When he said to me, that was like me winning the lotto. I skipped out of hospital that day. But the moral of the story is, my mum got the breast cancer and I made the check again. And if my mum hadn't got breast cancer, and that's a terrible thing, but that was the sort of, for me to check again. So as I said to these lads, it's making the check, but it's not just make the check and I'm grand. Constantly make the check. These things evolve, they grow, and the quicker, as I'm finding out at the moment, the quicker you get onto this and make something happen, it's a hell of a lot better for you. So that's what I was going for with the video, was make awareness. Please just have a feel around. Anything you don't like or you don't, just have a feel and say, if you're not happy, go to your GP straight away. I cannot urge that enough. Like,
I haven't said this before on the radio, but I'm going to say it now. I was about 16, 17 and I found a cyst and I waited 2 years because I was scared, and you know the way lads don't do this. And I said, right, I'm going to go to my GP. My GP is male. Went to the GP and was on holidays. And a female GP had replaced them, and I'm a 17-year-old lad. You're going,
she's,
you know.
You around.
So went in, exact same thing. She said it was a cyst and it's still there now, but yeah, it hasn't grown. I check it every now and again. But I can't imagine what I would have felt like had I been told that I had cancer. And then to be told it's gone, you've had the operation, and then come back and you're told it's back and it's spread and you have to start chemo. What are you feeling then when you've skipped out of the hospital a few weeks previously or 6 months previously or whatever it was, thinking the rest of your life is to go, and then that doubt's in your head again because of the second news, I suppose.
Yeah, as I said, it was very frustrating, but look, I'm lucky. I'm married to a beautiful wife and I have 2 stunning daughters, and there's 2 ways of looking at this. I can sit there and sulk and say, poor me or poor this. In my mind, my mindset is, I can't be sick. I've got a wife to provide for and 2 kids. So I can't be, oh, poor me, poor sick. I'm blessed to be in the situation I'm in, where I've got an unbelievable network. My wife is the real hero for me. What she's done for me, how she's helped me. She's basically put her life on hold to be at my beck and call. As I said, the chemo is not easy. It's very hard going. But on a daily basis, I've got great mates around me. I've got a small group of friends that are my close-knit friends. I have a WhatsApp group. I told the lads privately that, look what I'm going through. And they're the support network I have. It's my family and my friends that are just right behind me all the time. So, look, there's days it's up and down. But the mental side of things, I look at it as, I can't be sick. I have to provide for my wife and my kids. And that's the mentality I have with what I'm going through at the moment, you know.
You're on the That's What I Call Sport at 98FM. It's Jamie Moore here on Sunday with Brendan Dawson, who's new currently playing for Airfield in the Leinster Senior League, and a massive Shamrock Rovers fan, massively involved in the club as well. A couple of his brothers have had really good football careers too. And Brendan is here, as you've been hearing, if you're only tuning in late, about a story about being diagnosed with testicular cancer, having an operation, being given the all clear, and then being told that it's back and it's spread, and he's now in week three of chemo.
Chemo, unfortunately.
And I'm sure if you could make a choice between having an operation to take something out or going through weeks and weeks of chemo,
I said in the post too, chemo, make the check. Chemo isn't fun. I'm strong-minded and I can tackle most things in my life. And going through chemo the last couple of weeks, it's the most testing thing I've ever done. The best way I can describe it is I'm fully active. I work 60, 70 hours a week with my jobs, with my football. I'm always actively going. I am like a fully grown baby, where I can't get out of bed some days. The energy levels are that low that basically going to make a cup of tea is hard work. Like I said, my wife again has literally put her life on hold to basically be at my beck and call. So she's my real hero in this. But like I said, all I can say to anyone is please, please, please make the check. Do not leave this to chance. This is your health. Like I said, going through the surgery, if you have an option of surgery, you can get out scot-free that side. Going through chemo 9 weeks, it's a drain on the body. It's hard. I have to put my life on hold with work, where I currently was at the moment with my work, and to try and tackle this head on. And I'm fit, I'm young, I'm strong, but chemo is very hard. I can't recommend to say, go to your GP, please make the check so you don't have to go through chemo, because it's not fun.
You look great, and we have our iPad here making a video which people can watch on the YouTube channel and also on our social media pages and on the Airfield page as well. You look strong, you look big, you look fit. You don't look like someone who's very sick.
I'm only on week three though.
Yeah, but I know you've lost your hair and you're wearing a hat, and I know we spoke on WhatsApp and you were saying that that's something that you didn't expect in your life, to have to lose your hair at the age of 31 and hopefully eventually it'll grow back and stuff like that. But like, you look really good.
No, look, thanks very much. I do appreciate that. I look good, but I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. And the frustrating part for me is I'm very, very, very active. My work is 100 mile an hour. And to sort of be restricted in my work and not be able to do that, the hair falling out part, I'm not image conscious or vain, but the hardest part for me was when I was going through the chemo, they told me, look, your hair is going to possibly fall out. It does in a lot of cases. And I was grand going through 2 weeks. Like, I was like, geez, I'm getting away with this. And then, unfortunately, I was in the shower, and then literally went like that, and a big lump of my hair just fell out. And that's when I made the stage to say, look, I can't be patchy. And then I shaved it all off, but it started to fall out. But like I said, I've got a great network around me that are helping me out and basically supporting me. So I'm just trying to take each day as it comes, and that's all you can do. Some days are good, where I'm out and about and I can do bits and bobs. Other days are you're sort of housebound and energy levels are at a complete low. But I take each day as it comes, and you just got to get on with it. Like, it's as simple as that, like, you know.
Yeah, well, certainly we appreciate you being able to come in and having a chat, given what you've just said. And like, how do you go from being really active, working, playing football, kids, wife, all that sort of stuff, to some days not being able to go and make your own cup of tea, from a physical point of view and obviously mentally?
It's look, I'll be honest, it's so hard. I've never been to a doctor in my life. When I went into the hospital, they said to me, who's your doctor, who's your GP? And I didn't have one. I've never been to a doctor since I was 4 years of age, and I got a needle when I was going on my holidays. So like I said, I don't have a record, and that's the hardest part mentally I've found. It's dealing with that. I'm not in control of what I want to do. I'm basically very active all the time, but I wasn't in control of what I wanted to do. So, like I said, my wife again, Danielle, she does everything for me. There's days she knows when to pick me up. She knows when I'm down or when I'm out. Like, my friends are amazing. they're around with me all the time. I've a load of acquaintances through football. As you can see in the social media, I can't even relate to touch into that yet because I'm in that mindset of just my mates are around me. It's a sort of close here. My mates and my wife and my family, my mum and dad, the brothers, they're on to me every day. So I just have, on my bad days, I just have a support unit around me that basically picks me up. And there is bad days. There's next week is a tough week for me because next week is this sort of 5-day run of my chemo. So it's 5 days in a row of intense chemo. But the worst part of it for me is one of my childhood best friends, Alan Sweeney, is getting married next Thursday. And unfortunately, I can't attend the wedding because I have to go through the chemo. So if I could, I'd like to give a massive shout out and congratulations to Alan and Rebecca Sweeney. Best of luck for Thursday. As I've said to Alan, are you sure you want to do it? But I'm sure Rebecca's saying the same because Alan's got her in a lucky bad. But that's where I'm at this week. I'm just trying to get my head through this week because this is a tough one. I've got 5 days in a row now, starting on Monday. I'm on St. Clair's Ward in Beaumont, who I'd like to give a shout out to because the people, the staff in St. Clair's Ward are just unbelievable. I cannot thank them enough, and hence why we're trying to do an event through Airfield and through the social media. We're trying to give back. We're trying to turn the mentality I have at the moment is this is a bad situation I'm in, but the positives to come out of this is basically, can I prevent someone else going through this? And also, how can we give back to the people that are trying to help me? So we're doing a charity awareness day on August 4th in the Airfield Community Centre with Airfield. We're raising money for the Cancer Society of Ireland and the Beaumont Foundation, but through St. Clair's Ward in Beaumont Hospital. That's what we'll be raising money for. So that's what we're doing on August 4th.
Yeah, Sunday, August 4th as well. And the Airfield Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages are the places to find out more information. I'm sure website as well. Yeah, so loads of information there, and we'll put them on our own pages as well. Brendan, final couple of questions because I don't want to keep you here all day. Tell me about the football community, Airfield, which is, you know, when I first learned that the story was when I saw the video and I said, I have to speak to Brendan, I have to help him to highlight the story and I have to hear the story. But the football club have helped you do that. I'm sure all your teammates, managers and the lads from the former clubs, I know you're good mates with Conor Pepper from Primarnicky, sent me on your number as well as the lads from the Twitter page, and everybody has really, you know, been around you when you need them, but I'm sure as well understood on the days when you're having a bad day at home with your wife and your kids, they're probably leaving you to it as well.
Yeah, look, I always say sport is the greatest thing in the world, and the football community, especially in Ireland, Dublin alone, we're all a close knit, and I've been around League of Ireland, Leinster Senior League, all football and league since I'm yay high, the family have. The support has been overwhelming, the reach out, Shamrock Rovers as well, reached out to me, tweeted to me, they're offering spot prizes, everyone has just got in touch with support and help and the goodwill meshes, and they're all brilliant. I will personally get back to every single person that has reached out to me, sent the goodwill message and everything at all, but at this moment in time, I'm just solely, I have a prize, it's 9 weeks away to get to finish off all the chemotherapy, and I'll get back to everyone then when I'm through that. But the support, like, the lads at Airfield, what they're doing for me with the charity raising night, like, they don't have to do that. They've a lot on their plate. These are all lads that are working, trying to pay bills. They're putting their time and effort in to sort of raise awareness with me, but to help me out. All my best friends are shaving heads, dyeing their hairs. Their wives and partners are going to dye their hairs to raise money and awareness. Like, it's just, when stuff hits the fan, you know, when you're up against, you know who your real fans, friends and family are and all. And I'm just blessed to have sort of that sort of support around me. And like I said, hopefully it continues that we can turn a very bad situation for me personally into a good situation. And on a positive note on that, as since my video has went up, two separate people have contacted me and have gone and got the check and have found little things and are going through the process at the moment. So hopefully in a week or two I might have a good story where I can say such and such made the check, they've been given the all clear. So that's the aim of this game. I'm not looking for sympathy. I don't want anyone to say I'll be grand. My mindset is bulletproof that I'll get through my 9 weeks and I'll be back in work. I'll be back playing football with my mates and get through. But all I'm trying to do with this show, with the video post, with this sort of charity day is please raise awareness, make the check. Don't leave it to doubt, because I tell you one thing, as I keep repeating myself, chemo isn't fun, like, and you don't want to go through it, you know?
Yeah, and certainly I think in times like this you really see your real family and your real friends. I've a cousin that died of a brain tumour and I've an uncle on both sides currently. Both have cancer, both going through chemo and operations, and you can really kind of see, apart from the odd message in a WhatsApp group, you can really see the people who want to help them and want to speak to them and all that sort of stuff as well. So I'm sure you've learned a lot about the people around you in this period too. After the 9 weeks, what's the prognosis and what's the hopes? Well, the hopes are obvious.
So, look, in my head, I'm perfectly healthy, but they might tell me different. But it's a bit of a tough one that I have to go through the 9 weeks. They do bloods every week to see where the tumour markers are and how they're going. Hopefully, after the 9 weeks, they basically described it as an iceberg inside me and that the chemo melts away everything. So they're hoping that the 3 cycles, which is 9 weeks total, is enough to basically melt it completely away. After the 9 weeks, I'll wait a week or two and they'll do another full scan, bloods and all that, and that's when I'll either be told you've got the all clear to basically do 3 month checkups, or it might be a case of that they need to do more chemotherapy again. Like, so that's where my mindset is at now, to just basically everything they've asked me to do, I'm just doing teetotal to the most to basically say give myself every opportunity that in 9 weeks time I get the all clear to basically just get back on with my life, get back playing football and doing things with the wife and family that I'm sort of restricted to be doing at the moment. Like, so that's what I'm hoping. Go that hard for 9 weeks, and the sacrifices I'm making, I had the option to go to the wedding, they were sort of saying we can delay, but they were highly against it because they were saying to me, you've got a chance of being curable, so any sort of delay or sort of messing about with your medication could affect this. So that's why I've had to make the decision to not go to one of my best mates' weddings from a childhood. So it's not a case of it's just a friend, this is a lad I grew up with from 5 years old, and I'm missing a special day. Like, so that's hard for me to take, but I've got to put my wife, my kids and my family first. And look, Alan's completely understand, he's all supporting me, as all my friends are as well too. You've got to do what's right, but mentally for me next week is a tough week. Like, but we'll get on with it, and hopefully at the end of the 9 weeks it'll be worth the reward of it, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody from the wedding will be thinking about you as well. And given the success of your Twitter video, you might send them a little video to wish them luck, and they could put it on the big screen, and you could even maybe partake in the speeches.
Yeah, well, like I said, I doubt anyone would want to see my bald head and thing, but look, I'll be on to the bride and groom on the day, and look, my mates are amazing. I won't be at the wedding, but I will be at the wedding, yeah, because I'll have videos, and the joys of social media nowadays, that you can be there without being there, if you know what I mean. So yeah, look, it's one of them things. I just regret that I can't be at it, but look, I'm looking at the bigger picture, and that's where my mindset is, to sort of get through this sort of tricky period and get back playing football, hopefully, and enjoying time with my wife and kids.
Yeah, and speaking of social media, we are Airfield on Twitter. It's AYORFIELD is a Twitter page, and also Airfield United FC on Facebook. And Bren, let's finish on the football. I see pre-season has begun and Airfield have been announcing signings over the last couple of days. Have you allowed yourself to dream and think of the return of Mr. Brendan Dawson to the pitch with a jersey on his back?
I have to get my place back at the moment. Okay. We're making some good signings. Look, as I said, the boys are doing an absolutely fantastic job at the club. It's local lads that have come in, that are invested in the area and basically care about the area. They're making some fantastic signings. We've just signed Andrew Hansborough and Philip Hand, yeah, a lad who has eluded me for nearly 6 years. I've tried to sign him with Portmarnock, and that's all. But it was the same draw as the draw to me to come back to sort of the local club in the area. He's a fantastic signing. He's played League of Ireland, and he's got a wand of a left foot. Like, so, yes, I'm hoping as soon as possible to get back playing football. We're going for promotion again this year, which would be 3 on the bounce. Like, that's how serious we are about it. The lads are running an absolutely fantastic setup. It's a bit of a military camp at the moment, but it has to be done in pre-season. They're taking it very, very serious. The only plus side of chemo is that I will start to lose weight, so when I do get back, I should be in good shape.
Okay.
I'll tread a bit of weight, so that's the only positive I can say out of chemotherapy, that when I get back eventually playing, I'll have lost a bit of weight and be hopefully fighting fit to try and earn my place back, like, which I look forward to.
Yeah, couple of the last ones of the club are here. I'm right in saying Brent's a tough tackler. He looks like one. Yeah. So those tough tackles will be back. Looking forward to seeing them.
Oh yeah, we'll get a little post up for one or two of them. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I will definitely. I'm going to tell you now. I'll make the deal. Your return match, I'll be there. I'll do an interview after the match about everything and see how good you are.
Absolutely brilliant. I look forward to it. That'd be fantastic. And thank you very much for having me on, for reaching out. I know you're very busy with all you've got going on, so just for reaching out and helping us to try and raise awareness for this cause is absolutely fantastic. I can't thank you much for that. So thank you very much.
No, Brendan Dawson, thanks for telling your story, being so honest and highlighting the issue too. Best luck with the recovery, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you. Bye bye.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.